This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I got a speeding ticket in the mail yesterday.
In the mail?
Yeah. I think I'm going to just ignore it.
It's Mike Shope.
Where was this?
Spain.
And the Bulldog.
I think if I just lay low, I think I'll get away with it.
Not mention it on the air?
Definitely don't want to talk about it on the air.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I like the sound of this more and more as we go. I'm an outlaw.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Were you watching any of the pregame last night on Prime?
I had it on, but I didn't sit with it. I turned it on. I was grilling and propane. I was scrambling around. No, I didn't really sit and watch it.
So, you know, they're doing their picks, and they had Chef David Chang on. He was cooking bratwursts, and he's sort of like, he might be a part of the team now. I don't know. They don't think he's from Wisconsin. Maybe he is. And they let him make a pick, and he picked Washington. And in doing so, he pulled a Jaden Daniels jersey out of a pot of boiling hot water, like to sort of surprise everybody around, like the fans. And I thought, you know, is that the best way to pick Washington? Was to pull a Daniels. He was cooking brats, and he sort of pulled the Daniels jersey out of the pot of hot water. Like, I mean, I guess.
With his bare hands?
What, maybe.
No,
I'm like,
assuming he used tongs for that.
I don't know. I might rather pick the jersey of the guy I don't like out of the hot water than the guy I do. That's just me, though. Evan Silva with us now, established the run here with us on the West Her Hotline. Evan, how's life?
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing? Doing great.
We're good. You walking around Chicago today?
I'm in a suburb right now, but yes, I'm walking around. I'm about to get in the car.
Close enough. So yeah. Here we go into week two already. We've got, of course, injury stuff and, you know, all the usual drama to sort through. One Bills fantasy question I think that's really good right now for you is how high you'd want to rank Keon Coleman, either for this game against the Jets or just in general. A great week one, and there was hype on Keon Coleman. A lot of it, most of it on Sunday night came late. Is he somebody that, you know, you're excited to be starting already?
I think that this one could be difficult because I think that he's going to see a lot of Sauce Gardner. And Sauce Gardner is, you know, one of the best man coverage cornerbacks in the league. Didn't have the greatest season last year, but he did have a really good week one against DK Metcalf. And, you know, with Keon Coleman, like, we know he has athleticism. He can jump high. He can be physical. He was a great punt returner at Florida State. He's good with the ball in his hands. But he's not going to create separation. Even last week, he wasn't really creating big-time separation. And he had a much easier matchup against those number two and three corners of the Ravens. So I'm not expecting him to repeat what he did last week. But I do think that he is a fantasy starter because he's getting those full-time snaps. And I think if this game could shoot out a little bit, the total has come up, especially after Ed Oliver got declared out.
Yep.
And so I think that there will be some scoring on both sides, mm-hmm. from both the Jets and the Bears.
Yeah, you mentioned the matchup, and if Gardner follows him around or is just on him often enough, that certainly serves as a deterrent. I'm wondering, Evan, if the fact that 10 of his 11 targets came in the fourth quarter, the Bills were in comeback mode, that changes how the Ravens are defending. Like, I wonder if you might ding him for that. Like, a fan who didn't watch the game, I can't imagine a football fan missing the Sunday night game between those two teams. But yeah.
It got late,
right? But if you're just a fantasy player and you're looking at box scores and looking at the stats, you know Coleman might jump off the page, and you might not know if you didn't watch the game that all of it came as late as it did.
Well, at the same time, I would say that it's good to know that that's who Josh Allen is looking for when he is in comeback mode. If this particular game against the Jets could turn into a track meet, maybe Keon Coleman is now the guy he's looking for. Maybe Keon Coleman is going to be Josh Allen's number one receiver, and wouldn't that be nice? Mm. To have Josh Allen's number one wide receiver on your fantasy team, regardless of how he scored his points in the previous game. Like, I want Josh Allen's number one receiver. We can certainly all agree on that.
Yeah. That it was an incredible game, of course. I wonder what else, if anything, changed your minds or anybody's mind from that game. It might be that the Bills' defense was so vulnerable. We've been certainly talking about that a lot here this week, just in terms of the matchup with the Jets. But, of course, we already had Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and probably even Zay Flowers in our lineups. Tight end didn't really happen for the Ravens at all that night. And then, with the Bills, Cook broke one. It was a playable fantasy game. Kincaid got in the end zone. And, Josh Allen is always in our lineups. So, anything on, you watched the game probably, of course, right? Like the Bills defensively or whatever else you might think, whether even if it's not fantasy related, that you might feel differently about from what happened here in week one.
Like, did anything really change my mind?
Yeah, right? Like, maybe not.
I would say probably not, actually. Probably not, other than Keon Coleman. I mean, mm-hmm. Keon Coleman looked like Josh Allen's number one wide receiver. I don't know that we could say that we felt like that was the case last year. I think that Khalil Shakir was. I do think that this could be a good spot for Khalil Shakir with Sauce Gardner presumably on Keon Coleman. Mm-hmm. I think that this could be a game where, Khalil Shakir or Josh Palmer pops up. Because it seems like, at least to start the season, they are not rotating receivers as much as they did last year under Joe Brady. They are using an actual three-receiver set instead of using five different receivers and rotating them in and out. So I think that we could look at Khalil Shakir as a guy. And I mean, he had six catches last week.
Yep.
That's useful in a PPR league, and I think he could get back there against the Jets.
He had the same game he has every week last week, right? Like right. 6 for 70 or whatever that ended up, something like that.
Right, yep. And it's not like he scores often. He only had 4 touchdowns last year, as it were. Yeah, someone else in that receiving core could be a smart choice because no DJ Reed anymore. It's a cast off from Baltimore in that spot, and that seems like maybe you can get that.
Yes. I would also say that, it's still a rotation at running back. It's still a three-way rotation at running back. So that's the same. And it's still, Dalton Kincaid was over 50% of the routes last week. So I think that was nice, but it's still a rotation at tight end. So really not a whole lot really did change from the week one game, despite them scoring 41 points.
Yeah. Right. Ray Davis had a big game at the Jets last season with James Cook inactive due to an injury. He only had 2 touches in this game against Baltimore last Sunday, Evan. But I wonder, like, as a fantasy player, how far into the weeds do you get? If a guy really kind of smashed last year against an opponent, do you want to play a hunch that maybe his team is going to say, let's go back to that because that works so well, even if Cook is healthy and we expect him to be?
Maybe if this game was happening in week 7 and there were six teams on bye, and you're dealing with injuries, you know, but there's no teams on bye, and, you know, there's not many injuries yet because we're only in the second week of the season.
Right.
So, no, don't play your hunches just based on something that happened last year after the guy only got two touches in week one.
With Evan Silva, established the run, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here on WGR Football Friday. One more from this game, at least, on Sunday is Justin Fields. Evan, like so many of us in fantasy, were talking him up over the course of the offseason. He had that, 1,100-yard rushing season for the Bears when there were so many other problems with the Bears. Very encouraging week one for him. How safe a start is he against Buffalo?
I feel really good about him right now. I really like the new offensive coordinator for the Jets, Tanner Engstrand. In week one, they created 11 explosive plays in Tanner Engstrand's first game as offensive coordinator. I love the way the offensive line looked. Even after they lost Elijah Verrett Tucker, they played really well on the offensive line. They've got those two first-round picks at offensive tackle. You know, I did an FFPC draft before the season with my high school buddies, and – you know, it's a $2,200 entry. I know, Shope, you play in those.
Yeah.
And it was like the 13th round. We were going to wait until like the 17th round and the 18th round to take our quarterbacks. And I was like, it's the 13th round, and Justin Fields is sitting here, and we're taking him. And they're like, you know, they're not fantasy analysts. They're like, what are you talking about? You're going to take Justin Fields to be our quarterback? And now they're fully on board 1 week in. And they should be, because he was, what, the number three or number two fantasy scorer on the week in week one behind only Josh Allen.
He just didn't really give you that much of a bench risk either. Like, for as much as his upside is appealing, you know, they probably are going to see – they're going to take the year to see what they've got. And so that's off to a great start. If I may, unless you had something else here, Bulldog, to transition off of that, I did one of these same leagues that Evan is talking about just before the season started. And, you know, drafts are drafts, and they're fluid, and you don't always get what you're hoping to get or planning on. And we ended up with a one-quarterback team, and that quarterback was Brock Purdy. And we got to the end of the draft. We're talking about Daniel Jones, but I'm like, you know, I like this idea, but are we really going to start Daniel Jones? I mean, if we draft him, why draft him, you know? Mm-hmm. So then we lose Purdy, Evan. And yep. Options this week in that kind of situation, Geno Smith, okay. Even Mac Jones. I wonder what you think of the Niners now. No Kittle. Pearsall looked pretty good in the opener. Of course, McCaffrey. Can the Niners guys be trusted with Mac Jones? And could you even get to a point where you're starting him?
I mean, I don't think that anybody, you know, would call Mac Jones their idea of a legitimate NFL starter. But if you look historically, like, he's not so bad that he can't get the ball to receivers. I mean, he kind of unlocked Brian Thomas last year. Yeah. That's easy to forget when Trevor Lawrence was hurt. And then if you go back to in New England, which, by the way, he did make a Pro Bowl. But he, Jacoby Myers and Kendrick Bourne both had two of the best seasons of their career with Mac Jones at quarterback. So, and this is a Kyle Shanahan offense now. And if you remember, Kyle Shanahan kind of wanted to take Mac Jones third overall. In that one draft, they wound up taking Trey Lance instead. I think Mac Jones is a system fit for Kyle Shanahan, sort of like Sam Darnold was a system fit in Minnesota last year. Now the weapons in San Francisco are depleted, as you mentioned. But I think he'll be able to get the ball to Ricky Pearsall and Christian McCaffrey. The thing is that there's no George Kittle, and he's a huge difference maker. And they're banged up on the offensive line. And I think that they're going to be without Juwan Jennings, too. But I feel good about Pearsall and McCaffrey with Mac Jones at quarterback, yes.
How about the Chiefs here, Evan, off of 1 week? They lose Worthy. They're listing him as doubtful. We'll see what happens there. But they're already down Rice. We spent a whole summer hearing about Travis Kelce was, you know, working out like a monster and in the best shape of his life. And I don't know. I didn't think that looked that promising. What are your thoughts on that? That's just my opinion. What are you doing with the Chiefs, and what do you think of Kelce moving forward?
I agree with you. I don't think that he really showed, you know, very much in the first game. He saw four targets. He did have that one touchdown, but he was pretty much wide open. I don't know how they let him get that wide open. You know, the Chargers, they had some coverage busts in that game. Both teams did. But he's a fantasy starter. You know, I think you're hoping for touchdowns. And yeah. I think that in the red zone, in critical situations, Patrick Mahomes will be looking for Travis Kelce, even though he's lost multiple steps. But I think that the guy with the biggest upside in the Kansas City pass catcher corps now is Hollywood Brown. I think he finished with like 16 targets
Correct.
In the first game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and as long as he's healthy, which I don't know how long that's going to last because he's hurt all the time, you know, the ball's going to go to him down the football field, and, you know, you're going to be able to start him with confidence too, at least until these other guys come back. We've heard that Xavier Worthy is not going to come back until week four, and Rashee Rice, of course, is out until week seven.
Okay. Bulldog, Kelce is a sore subject for Evan.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. His recent engagement, yeah. I think, did not go over well with Evan. Yeah, that's, you know.
I went and saw her at Soldier Field, and I'm about 99% sure that we locked eyes at one point.
I love it.
You know, right. you're still young. There's a great future ahead.
Hey, that could crash and burn, Evan. Hang in there.
That's right. Cross your fingers.
What has he got going for him?
Right, exactly. How about any love for Quentin Johnston off of week one, thinking of the Chiefs and the Chargers out in Brazil? Is that a fluke?
You know, if you isolate his last like 13 games or something like that, Quentin Johnston, and he's a little boom busty. I mean, he's going to have some eggs in there, but he's had some monster games. I mean, monster games. We know he's a first-round pick for a reason. He's a freak athlete. He's huge. He doesn't win in contested situations. He's like the anti-Keon Coleman almost, you know. But he's like he's got a great quarterback, and that quarterback is healthy, which Justin Herbert has not been healthy for a lot of his career. And Quentin Johnston is locked into three receiver sets on a team that looks like they're going to throw the ball. I think that when they lost Rashawn Slater, the Chargers looked at themselves and like, we're going to be a throw-the-ball team this year. Joe Alt is an awesome pass protector now on the blind side. And Trey Pipkins now at right tackle is a better pass protecting right tackle than he is a run-blocking right tackle. So I think they're going to throw the ball more than they anticipated. That's good for Quentin Johnston. He's going to be out there a ton. He's going to drop some passes. But it seems like they're willing to eat that and live with that. And I think you're going to have to deal with some downs, but the ups are going to be really big for Quentin Johnston. He is capable of monster games.
Obviously, you're not going to take any of the big guys from the Lions out of your lineups at this point, but how much concern is there, if any? Maybe it gets lessened by what Green Bay did last night against Washington. Maybe Green Bay's just that good and made Detroit look so lousy. They've got the Bears this week. Are you optimistic for their big guys to kind of bounce back after a kind of nothing burger in week one?
The Lions-Packers game was the one that I paid attention to most in that window on Sunday, and it was really concerning. I mean, their offensive line got caved in by Green Bay. Micah Parsons, who really didn't – I mean, he played less than half the game in the first week. I mean, he was a terror against getting in the face of Jared Goff. I think returning home against a Bears team that – they don't scare me at all from a defensive standpoint. I don't think they're very good on defense, honestly. I think they're real average. But I think going back home is going to help. And there's no question that what happened last night gives you – like, that Packers defense is just nasty, man.
Yeah.
Nasty at all three levels. They've got super athletic linebackers. They will dominate you at the point of attack defensively. And I think that the Lions go back. The first game was very concerning, but I think they go back home and they get right, and you can have.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of confidence. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, I think he bounces back. I think Amon-Ra gets his 10 targets, and Sam Laporta also has a really good matchup. Everyone has a really nice matchup in this game for the Lions.
And they're indoors, which is big, like you might have mentioned. Last thing, Evan, right, in that division as well, I know you were high on Minnesota in the offseason, just their roster overall. They get away with the win in Chicago in week one. Green Bay looks great. Detroit might still be great. And the Bears have lots of talent. What is your outlook on the Vikings? You know, Sunday night, McCarthy in his debut. I mean, he got there. He went from, oh my God, to offensive player of the week in the NFC. That's a pretty good recovery. How do you feel about Minnesota right now?
I feel good about them, about the same that I did as before the season started.
Okay.
Yeah, I was with you. I mean, I was worried in the first half, just as anybody would be. I think that they need to use J.J. McCarthy's legs more. You know, he ran in the 4.4s coming out of Michigan. Like, he is a legit explosive athlete, and I think that if they could use his legs more, that's going to be a real big bonus to what he can bring to the table, because I still think he's a little bit – you know, he's rough around the edges as a passer. I think he'll get better. And eventually they'll get Jordan Addison back too, which, I mean, he can make plays. And you know, because Justin Jefferson was out for a lot of training camp, you know, that chemistry will improve as well. I feel real good about the Vikings. I mean, they feel real good about them.
Great to talk to you again, Evan. Thanks, as always, for your time today. And good luck this weekend.
Hey, same to you guys. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Evan Silva established the run. If you didn't catch it, he said, we've got Xavier Worthy out until week four. So I know those guys. Like, I don't want to play against them. Because they have people that I don't have. So I bet he's right. But the Lions, do you know who the Lions defensive coordinator is now?
Yes. Former Bill Kelvin Shepard.
Kelvin Shepard, right.
I saw him at the podium today. I think somebody that we've talked to, I think maybe Sigmund, I can't remember who, like, quote tweeted it, like, I don't usually watch defensive coordinator, you know, press conferences, but that may change with this guy, because he was just up there, just like very matter of fact, very stern.
You watched it?
Yeah. Okay. I watched enough of it to get the vibes. I was curious what he was, you know, why he was reacting that way, and it was just kind of no nonsense. I don't know how his players will react to it, because it was just very blunt, is how I would describe Shepard. There was no sugarcoating anything that went wrong from him in that appearance with the media.
So he replaced Aaron Glenn.
Right.
The Bills will face Aaron Glenn. We'll check in on whether Bulldog has come to hate Aaron Glenn. The latest on that, it is Friday. We gotta ramp up. Right now, though, time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. It's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.